You know, I've been sitting here thinking, what am I going to say about Priscilla Presley? You know, and I put out a tweet and I didn't mention her name, but people know who the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. You be asking me questions and stuff. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not trying to have no open discussion about nothing. This lady, Priscilla Presley, was not a nice person. And now that her only child is gone, there's a lot of shit I could say, but I'm gonna keep it to myself. I said enough in that one tweet where I did not mention her name. And I think I'm going to just leave it like that. I feel sad that kids have to come into a world where parents are not willing to be a parent. And don't want to be one and don't want to admit to themselves that they don't want to be a parent. Every child is a gift and should be treated as such. But not every child is. Lisa Marie Presley was her only child. She had one fucking person on this planet to look after. What does that say about other mothers who had one child? Or who lost a child. That says absolutely nothing. Because I don't know you. But I sat and watched that lady with her child. And I wouldn't wish a mother like that on nobody. I do want to add this. Riley and the twins. I need to stress this to people. When you have toxic people in your life, please let those people go. Please let them go. Stop trying to love somebody that does not want your love. These grandchildren out here, these children out here, please, for God's sake, understand that. There are people in this world, and I know it is so hard for us to digest and understand and deal with, but I don't want to see anybody go through the shit I went through as a parent, and y'all saw what Lisa had to go through. I mean, growing up with bad parents. And some of y'all listening, you know, still dealing with those toxic family members and friends and shit. I promise you, I don't know you. I don't know your life situation. I don't know Riley and her sisters. But please hear me clearly and feel my energy when I tell you this. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I am living it. I experienced what it was like to have bad parents. I know what I am talking about. Please hear me. Please, for the love of God, please hear me when I tell you, when you let go of toxic people, good people will come into your life. I promise you that. And if you had parents who were bad parents, willingly and knowingly, understand this as well. You don't have to be them. You don't have to be better than them. You don't have to try to not be them. All you need to do is recognize the bad learned behaviors that you took from them, and you stop it. You fight yourself to stop it. It's going to take a lot of work, perseverance, but you can do it. There are a lot of people in this world who were raised by shitty parents, who were raised by shitty grandparents, who were raised by shitty people, who went from foster home to foster home, who didn't have any parents at all. And they turned out just fine. Don't sit by and waste your life trying to love toxic people. They will never change. They will always be who they are. And some people like to think that people do change, but I have this for you. People don't change. They just become who they really are. And that's it. That's it. Just wanted to add that. Take care.